practice for us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
Ed, go.
John, what did you like about what you saw from your goaltending today?
He stopped the pucks. That's what they're paid to do, and he did that tonight. So I thought, especially finding out the news of what had happened the day before. So I'm sure there was, I don't know if he put pressure on himself, but I'm sure other people did. And he, I thought he did really well. Our guys played well around him for most of the game. You know, he got to see pucks. He stopped everything he saw, but he was... you know, when we were that probably first 12 minutes of the third period, when we were under duress, he came up big for us. And so it's, you know, hopefully it's a good confidence builder for him, because he definitely played well.
Given, you know, new organization, obviously the news of Vasilevskiy, I mean, how important is that for a guy like him?
Well, it's for him, for the, you know, organization, for, you know, everybody. I mean, he's a kid that's been in the league a little bit, but he's not ever really gotten his chance. So you never know when you're going to get it. He obviously signed here knowing he wasn't coming in to be the starting goaltender. And all of a sudden he's thrust in a situation where playing time might go up. And so, you want to see if he's going to take this opportunity to seize it. And it's a small sample size, just one game tonight, but he sure made a case. And so I think with him and his, for him, confidence-wise, this has got to be great for him. So we were, like I said, it's an exhibition game. He's getting his feet wet, hasn't played a game yet, but it's a heck of a night one. So, hopefully we can, keep continuing to play D, play a little bit better, like I said, in that little spurt we had. And he keeps kicking the puck out.
Do you have any comparisons to
Vasilevskiy
and him tonight?
No, I don't know. They're two different kids. I guess the one comparison is they stopped a lot of pucks, so that's a good one.
You didn't get to see Sorelli in game action until December last year, right? Now it gets to Wilson tonight, good play on the PK. What have you seen from him through the start of camp here? How big is it going to be having him the whole way?
Well, it doesn't matter with Tony, whether it's game seven of a playoff series or an exhibition game, he's still going to give you everything he has. And that's what you love about the kid. And the fact that we scored a short, I couldn't even tell you the first, when we scored a shorthanded goal last year, because it had been quite a while. So hopefully that's a sign of good things to come. But he, that kid never cheats you with his effort, I'll tell you that.
You got goals from Glendening, Sherry, all those new guys. What have been your initial impressions of those three?
Well, NHL hockey players, and those guys were brought here for a reason, and it's not necessarily to score every night, but you want them to feel good. And I thought the two games they've played, all those guys have impressed, and so it's a little different dimension, for our group and getting to know the guys, but they've fit in seamlessly.
You got a lot of different new faces on the PK, as Chris mentioned some of those guys. I mean, but when you're trying to find the right matches, especially amongst the forwards, what's important, what you see in the exhibition game?
Yeah, on the PK?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, your mind, that's the big one, is you have to have great instincts in that regard. And next one's probably got to have courage. You've got to be able to stand in there and make reads, and then you're going to have to eat some shots. And those kids that can do that and then have that ability to get clears when you need them, win big draws when you need them, there's a ton that goes into it. It's not just give me your four toughest guys and let them stand there and block shots. There's a lot of thinking that goes through it, and all these guys have been great so far.
Thank you.